This is Brady with the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network, and joining me now, Michael Martin Murphy, who's going to be playing at the Occidental in downtown Buffalo this Saturday, 7 o'clock. Tickets are available in advance for $25 if there's any left, because there is limited availability. If there's any tickets left, they will be available at the door there on Saturday night. I've got Murph on the line with me now. Murph, how are we doing today?
Doing fantastic. I'm up here in Big Fork, Montana, and I'm playing in Choteau, Montana tonight. And then we're driving over Marias Pass to get there. And then I'm coming down your way.
Excellent.
Be there by Saturday the 7th.
Well, I know people
are
looking.
There's going to be a little skiing going on in between. I'm going to confess to you.
Well, that's all right. The weather this quote-unquote spring has been has been favorable for skiing, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, you've got the best snow, northern Wyoming and up here in Bozeman at Big Sky and the big mountain that they have here out of Big Fork. They've got the best snow in the country.
Sure. Like
nearly a 200-inch base at Big Sky. So we're going over there on the way to Buffalo. It's on the way, sort of.
sort of on the way. That's good enough. Murph,
it's on the way if you ski.
yeah, exactly. Murph, we appreciate you taking the time here. You're playing this Saturday at the Occidental. I know people are excited about this show. Tell me a little bit about your background. How long have you been playing and performing live shows?
All my life. I mean, I've lost count of the years. I started playing live shows when I was in elementary school, because I learned to play guitar when I was 5 years old, and I used to play for clubs and for church and stuff like that. That's how I started. But as far as getting paid any significant amount of money, when I was 17, I had my own television show in the Dallas, Texas market, and it was a local show where I brought other entertainers and performers who were local Texas people on the show. So I started off on television, and then I started getting good gigs playing solo acoustic by myself. Then I went to Los Angeles after 2 years of college in that North Texas area, and I went to UCLA, and I worked a lot of places while I worked my way through school playing in nightclubs and honky-tonks around L.A., and I got a job as a songwriter, and I wrote for a lot of other people, Kenny Rogers and the Monkees and Linda Ronstadt and George Hamilton IV, who was a big Grand Ole Opry star at that time, and a lot of people. But Jerry Jeff Walker recorded some of my songs back then. Then I decided I wanted to get out of L.A., so I moved to Texas. And I've been back in Texas and the greater Southwest ever since. I divide my time between Fort Worth, Texas, and Northern Colorado right now, right up close to Laramie, right over the border from Laramie.
Okay, and Murph, you know, kind of coming up, you said you've been playing guitar since you were 5 years old and performing probably shortly thereafter. Tell us who some of your musical influences were as you were getting started.
Well, I'm old enough to remember Hank Williams. I was a little kid, but Hank Williams was played in my family. I'm 73 years old, so my family played Hank Williams, Bob Wilson, the Texas Playboys, Bill Monroe, and the Bluegrass Boys. And, of course, all the other pop stuff of the day, which at that time was a lot of big band music and swing music that got on the air. And, of course, you always listen to all the pop stuff. And so I remember when Elvis first came in. And I didn't really like rock and roll that much. I liked Elvis. I didn't care that much for rock and roll. I played mostly bluegrass and country, and Western music was my main thing. Marty Robbins music and stuff like that over the years. So that he was a big influence on my early career. Then when Simon and Garfunkel and the Beatles and those guys came along, of course, like everybody, I was influenced somewhat by what they do. But the Everly Brothers was probably the main influence on the Beatles, and I remember, you know, playing Everly Brothers songs before anybody ever heard of the Beatles, and I was very influenced by the Everly Brothers because of the way they sang harmony, and the way they kind of took what was really basically a country sound and turned it into a pop sound. Now, big fan of the rockabilly singers, you know, like Jerry Lee Lewis and people like that. So any rock that I was ever interested in was really rockabilly, you know, very country-influenced rock. Then I went into pop music for a while and decided that I didn't like the direction of pop music. I didn't want to be in a punk band, and that was big at the time. So I just said, I'm going to go to my label and see if I can get into the country side of things. And they said, yeah, we'll let you try that. And my first record in country that took off was a duet with John Denver on an old Hank Williams song called The Mansion on the Hill. It was a top 10 country song. And John and I did a lot of stuff together. He recorded a lot of my songs, too. So it's been a great career, and I've been in lots of different genres, and I've done it all my life.
I'm talking with Michael Martin Murphy. He's playing at the Accidental this Saturday, 7 o'clock. And Murph, tell me a little bit about what you like most about not only playing live, but playing some of the smaller venues, such as the Accidental, which you'll be at Saturday night.
Well, the Accidental is the smallest venue that I play. And the reason I play it is because of the Occidental. I am a mad dog Western history buff. I love the history of the American West. I even have a foundation called Murphy Western Institute. And this show is going to be a fundraiser for that institute. And we do a lot of things for charity that's related to Western heritage. We helped restore the cabin that the song Home on the Range was written in. We give wild horses that are trained to Indian kids to give them some responsibility and some hope living out on the reservation. It's a long story. So the Occidental is a perfect place to do a small gathering. We're going to have a VIP dinner with some of the local ranchers and people that will pay more for a dinner. And so we're raising funds for the foundation. I like the Occidental because it's like walking into a Western movie set. You know, it's all about me. That place is all about who I am. And we have ranchers and cowboys that come to hear my cowboy music that I started playing exclusively in 1989. I started committing myself to cowboy music albums. I've done 7 of them now. And so a good part of that show I do at the Occidental whenever I play there, about 75% of it is cowboy music. And we... Because it is smaller, we can do some last-minute things, and this is a last-minute decision. I was actually coming to Bigport for some concerts benefiting the veterans' housing up here, and because of the weather, I decided to stay on the interstate instead of trying to cut through the middle of Wyoming from my ranch in Colorado. So I came through Buffalo, called up David, and I said, David, we're just going to come through and stay there. I'll pay for the rooms, no problem, and he said, cool. So we were there, and on the day we left, he walked up to me and said, you know, Murph, I've got a day open. If you come back this way on the way back, let's do a concert. And I said, I'm there. No problem. I love the Occidental Saloon area. I'm not even that much of a drinker, but it is a classic Western saloon. Every room is tricked out like your Buffalo Bill, you know, on a trip, you know. The history is just gripping. A lot of people don't know the Occidental has a great library. If you stay there, you can go in that library, and I love to go in that library and read about the Johnson County Wars and about Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid staying there. And they've got the great restaurant there, the Virginian. I mean, in the morning you can go over there to the Busy Bee Cafe, and I'm always there at 7 in the morning because I like to have I don't eat many pancakes, but I'll always eat the pancakes so Busy Bee. So it's my lifestyle. The Occidental Hotel is my lifestyle. I live in a cabin in northern Colorado. I ride with the trail crew in the summertime, working cattle. I'm not a full-time hired cowboy on that ranch, but I am a wannabe. And I go out with this crew. We run 10,000 cattle on that ranch in the summer, so I'm living an old West life. And the Occidental is at the top pinnacle of my list. I mean, if it wasn't doing gigs there, my foundation would probably be sending them, you know, they turned into a museum, we'd be sending them donations. You know, We play there because we want the Occidental to do well, because we think it's a national monument.
Sure. Well, Murph, in 2014, American Cowboy named you, Michael Martin Murphy, among the top 50 best country western singers of all time, along such icons as Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Gene Autry. Tell me, what does it feel like to have your name mentioned with these country music legends?
It's humbling. I mean, I'm a Johnny come lately compared to most of those people you just mentioned, particularly Johnny Cash. So it makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck to be mentioned in that group. I don't really feel that I deserve, as a country singer, to be in the top 50 with people like that, because those are my heroes. They were the people that influenced me. But it's gratifying also, and it really comes in handy when you're trying to get a gig. Hey man, I'm one of the top 50 ever, you know. But honestly, I really don't feel like I deserve it compared to some of the other people that are on there. But it feels good. It feels really good. American Cowboy magazine's been great to me. Cowboys and Indians magazine's been good to me, and we're just trying to give back, you know. I wanted to be a singing cowboy when I was a little kid. My heroes were Gene Autry, Roy Rogers. Johnny Cash was kind of a singing cowboy to me. He had made several Western albums, Marty Robbins. I was just a little kid, and I wanted to be like them. And to be mentioned in that group, you know, is kind of thrilling. And then I got to do what I wanted to do when I grew up. I finally became a singing cowboy after a career in pop music and a career in mainstream country music. To be able to put out a Cowboy Songs album and have it go gold and then platinum, you know, that was the realization of my dream. I mean, if I cashed in all my chips tomorrow, I'd break even, at least.
And for someone who's maybe never seen a Michael Martin Murphy show, what can they expect to see on Saturday?
The show will be about 50% cowboy music, and then the other 50% will be a retrospective of my pop hits and my country hits. And I have to do that because I really feel like if I hadn't had that career, it would have never given me the wherewithal to go in and beat up my record company about letting me do a cowboy album.
Sure.
and I love the songs anyway. I'm not just all about cowboy. It's who I am as a person, but I love all kinds of music. We play a lot of Irish and Celtic music in the show, on the folk music level. And when you're doing that, you're also doing cowboy music, because most of the old cowboy songs originally come from Irish melodies for, you know, Irish cowboys that came over here, became cowboys when they got off the boat in Galveston and needed a job. They would sign up and go up the Chisholm Trail. And so their music is very important that way. So you're really doing both. But we also do, you know, rock songs like Geronimo's Cadillac, and we do pop songs like Wildfire, and I love doing all that stuff. But I've always had a bent in whatever genre I was in of being trying to be a poet and express myself about how much I love living in the American West. So even though I do rock music, it's Geronimo's Cadillac. It's about a Native American guerrilla fighter. You know, I do a pop song. Like Glenn Campbell had these crossover songs like Rhinestone Cowboy that were on the pop charts. Wildfire is kind of in that same mode of song. And so when I sing pop music, I'm still singing about the West. I'm singing about a ghost story, and a ghost story about a horse that died and came back. So it's all about the American West for me.
All right. Talking with Michael Martin Murphy, playing at the Occidental this Saturday, 7 o'clock, downtown Buffalo. Tickets are available in advance. You can get them at the Occidental Hotel, $25. There is a limited availability of tickets. If there happens to be any left, they will be available at the door on Saturday night. Again, Michael Martin Murphy, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Hey, if anybody interacts with my Facebook fan page or any of my Facebook pages, when you see our posts about this event, if you have any requests, go into the comments section of Facebook and request a song if you're coming. And we look at that before we come to a venue, and we often rewrite our set list based on what the people who are coming want. You can do that easily in a place that holds, you know, a couple of hundred people.
Sure.
It's hard to do that when you're playing for thousands. So that's one of the fun things about playing a small place.
Absolutely. Once again, Michael Martin Murphy. Murph, thank you for taking the time.
You bet. And thanks to David Stewart and the Occidental for making it possible. And you guys are awesome for promoting what they do down there.